Hi. So, I don't really feel like I have to introduce this because I assume that most of you will have read the description. So, yeah, we're just going to get into it. This is the safer work. I don't really even need to do this bit, really, do I? These are the safer work questions. If you came to this one before, they're not safer work questions, then honestly, I applaud you. But we're just going to get into it. I know I also said this in the description, or I will have by the time I come to like post this, but I can't answer all of them because there are a lot. So if you don't hear your question answered, then I'm sorry. And if you really want it answered, then maybe just DM me, but please don't like think it's personal. Not that I knew who like sent what question. Anyway, cool. Yeah. So we'll just get into it then, I guess. Question one. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? So we're hitting it with the hard ones first. I think that advice to not just my younger self, but anyone's younger self is keep it real. Ew, I hate myself. Gross. Sorry for saying that, but I don't know, just don't feel like you have to, you know. Okay, so, pineapple on pizza, yes or no? I have no objection to pineapple being on pizza. I don't. I wouldn't choose it. Personally, like a Hawaiian, I guess, like, I guess that's what we're talking about, really. It wouldn't be my pizza of choice, but if somebody like presented me with a Hawaiian pizza, I wouldn't be like, ew, gross, I can't eat that. Like, it's just pineapple. And like, I get that some people really don't like it, but I think it seems a bit silly to be like, you know, at a big age and be like, I don't eat pineapple on pizza, but that's just my opinion. So please nobody DM me and like call me out for being mean or, you know, hating on pineapple on pizza people, haters of pineapple on pizza. Yeah. Cool. Great start. Okay. What's the last movie you saw? What was I watching the other day? Oh, this is super embarrassing. The last movie I watched was Saint Trinian's, which is like the trashiest chick flick ever. It's about, it's literally so embarrassing that this was the last movie I watched. It's about like a boarding school in England, in like London, that basically takes on like really, really, like all the girls that go there are just crazy. Like, It's such a trashy film, but it's such a feel good. Like, I love it so much, and but I feel kind of stupid saying that. The last movie I saw before that one, like a real movie, was Endgame, and I'm not gonna say anything more than that because I feel like there will still be people who haven't seen that yet, and I don't want to like make anyone cry by giving spoilers. Yeah, what's the weirdest DM you've ever received? I get a lot of weird DMs. I think a lot of people get a lot of really strange DMs. So it would be hard to pick one out. And I also don't really want to like offend people. If I get a really strange DM that I think is like rude or like really weird, I will call the person out on it, and I have done that, so I don't really want to like drag it up again, because I feel like most of the weird DMs that I get that I reply to, like, the issue is being put to bed. So we're not gonna get the weirdest DM I have ever sent, or the weirdest like text I've ever sent, was to a friend who might listen to this and might shitpost in the comments, we'll see. And without being too like descriptive and like giving TMI and blah 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 blah, it was about a bleeding clit, so that was pretty weird. And we don't need to get into that, but if she remembers, then maybe she will, I don't know, comment, or maybe she won't. Heck, we'll see. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? I am such a crybaby. Oh my gosh, I cry in so many movies, at like, not even sad parts, like, I'm just such a crybaby. Like, the last movie I cried, well, I did cry during Endgame, but I feel like that doesn't really count because I think half of the world cried during Endgame who've seen it, so I'm not gonna count that. But movies that I do remember crying through, Coco, oh god, Coco made me ugly cry. These are all gonna be like, this is gonna be embarrassing because they're all Disney movies. Like, the things I'm thinking of are like Toy Story and Finding Nemo and like Dumbo and things like that. And I'll probably end this audio and then be like, god, that was a much cooler answer. But you know, like, these are the sort of audios where we found out that I am not cool and I'm not like cute or sexy or anything that people think I am. I'm just weird and a bit of a wuss, but you know, hey ho. Do you have any pets? If not, and you could get one, what would it be? I don't know if these class as pets. I think they do, but I have like a butterfly garden, I think they're called, in my room. I'm trying to like describe it. I'm looking at it now and it's basically a big mesh net sort of thing. You can probably Google these and it'll come up and it'll show you what they are, but it's just like a big mesh net, and you get like a pot of caterpillars, and you basically just like feed them, and then they cocoon, and then they turn into butterflies, or they don't turn into butterflies, but they well, they technically do, don't they? Like, they become butterflies, and I now have 5 butterflies and 2 unhatched cocoons. But I think that, like, looking at this one now, I think that one of them might be dead because it's, like, really shriveled and, like, dark, and I don't think it's meant to. But, yeah, so I hopefully will have 6, although the 6th should have hatched by now, to be fair, so maybe there's something wrong with that one as well. But yeah, I have some butterflies, and I am gonna like release them soon. I was gonna wait for them all to hatch and then release them, but I might have to release these 5 and then just release the last one, because there isn't very much room for like 5 butterflies to comfortably like live, I feel. Anyway, yeah, I have them. And I've lost my place now. What's your favourite thing about your body? I like my lips and my cheekbones and my my lips, my cheekbone. I like my eyes somewhat. I kind of do. I like the colour of them. They're like, well, actually, never mind. I like my eyes. I like my waist and like hips, but they're so irritating. Like, it's so hard to find, like, I think people think that it would be great to have, like, no, this sounds so, like, ugh, I don't want to say it like this, but I think that, like, I have a smaller waist and bigger hips, and it's not uncommon, like, loads of people have it, and I also go to the gym a lot, so it's not like I eat, like, 10 pizzas and just stay like that. Like, it, you know, it's not like I'm not someone who's like, yeah, I don't exercise. Like, I just look like this. Like, because that is so annoying. Like, when people are just nice and they don't do anything and they eat crap. And anyway, but yeah. So I think a lot of people think that it's really like, it would be really great to have like a smaller waist and bigger hips. But it is so irritating when you go like shopping for clothes, because jeans don't fit. They just don't. Like, you want a pair of fitted jeans and they just don't, like, then they're not there, because you get a pair that fits your waist and then you can't fit your legs in. Like, you can't do the button up because your hips are too like fat. But if you get them that fit your hips, then they're like 10 sizes too big on the waist and you have to wear ugly belts. They're like, you know, wrapped around like 3 times, and it just, I know it's not a first world problem per se, but it's so irritating and it just is not fun, and that's that. But if I could walk around naked, then my hips and waist probably, yes. Anyway, moving on. What's your least favourite stereotype about Britain? What are the stereotypes about Britain? Let's like list them off. I think that some of the obvious ones are like, we all drink tea, which to be fair isn't completely like untrue. It's not a complete lie. I think that less people drink tea now than they did like, I don't know, like 10 years ago. But yeah, to be fair though, I think a lot of places drink tea. I don't think that's like a UK exclusive thing. Anyway, we drink a lot of tea. We like, I don't know what we have like relationships with crumpets and stuff, which is not true. For me at least, I like them, but they're not like on my shopping list. We're all polite, like super polite, I think people think, which like, go to London, like central London, that is not the case. Phew, heck no. Central London, like, or just the tube system in general, it is every person for themselves. If you're in my way, I will beat you out of my path with my bag. And there is no like if I'm getting on the tube, then phew, get out of my way. There's none of this like, excuse me, sir, could I just pass through? No. Uh-uh. Tea, crumpets, polite people. Everyone knows the Queen, or everyone likes the Queen, or the royal family, or whoever. I used to really, 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 really dislike the royal family, but my opinion on them is like, it's changing, honestly. I'm in limbo at the moment, so, what are some other ones? Do you know what? We'll look them up. Yeah, we will. Come on, laptop. You can hear me like clicking. What the heck? Right. What are we doing? British stereotypes. Look at this. Going the extra mile. 14 British stereotypes that we wouldn't even try to deny. Okay, cool. Let's see. Let me deny. Huh. We love tea. Well, I've already said that. Drinking in a pub. To be fair, that's not a lie. Like, there are pubs on every corner in England. We drink an awful lot. Yes, that's also true. Nothing to talk about besides the weather. Oh my god. Well, I feel called out. Getting burnt to a crisp on holiday. Wow, I wear sun cream. We love to queue. That's not true. Oh my gosh, we over-apologize. That's true. That is so, so, so true. I know I said that we're not polite, but like, we do say sorry for like everything. We're too polite. Well, I've already said that, like, I don't think we are. We secretly judge you behind your back. Is that a British thing? We hate confrontation. That's not true. I love confrontation. Ha. Yeah. Are battered sausages and mushy peas. I've never had a battered sausage. That sounds weird. I don't like that. We all have charming English accents like the Queen. No, it says here, it says underneath, have you watched Geordie Shore? Well, to be fair, that's true. Like, no, we do not all sound like, that's not even like, no, we're discounting that one. We're slightly confused about our citizenship and nationality. Oh my God. That's true. What's my least favourite stereotype? I think that the politeness one. Yeah, I do. That was a really long way of answering a really simple question. How do you feel about having a wife down under? Wink, fucking wonk. I love you, babe. Right. I love this girl so much. Kiss, fucking kiss. And that is it. Okay. What do you like most about the GWA community and what keeps you around? What do I like most about the community? I like the sense of like creativity that everybody has, like everybody is given. And I like that there is no judgment, pretty much. I mean, there's always somebody who will judge people for like what they like, what they don't like, but as a community I quite like that it's like everything goes, unless it's age, but yeah, I like that. And I think everybody's really supportive, like everybody's lovely, or a lot of people are. I haven't really met any terrible people yet in the community. Like, I know that a lot of people have some horrible stories, but I thankfully haven't had any run-ins like that yet. But on the whole, I feel like everybody's very supportive and welcoming and just nice, and I love everyone. And what keeps me around, honestly, like my friends who are on it as well. Like, we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, I feel, somewhere, and people were talking about like, you know, why they think other people leave and stuff. And honestly, if it wasn't for like the Discord servers and the people who I've met through the Discord servers, I'm not gonna name people because, like, you know, I don't want to like embarrass people or anything like that. So to be fair, I mean, you probably, people probably know who I'm on about. Like, if you see the shit posting that goes on underneath all of our audios, then you know exactly who I'm talking about. But literally, like, this to me, like, I like making audios, like, it's fun, I do like it, but I'm here for the shit posting and the support. And like, you know, I feel like I'm giving a really bad answer here, but yeah, I'm here for my friends. Gross. Yeah, cool. Do you play any instruments? If yes, which, and can you play something for us? I play, well, I have a ukulele, I have a guitar, I have a really battered keyboard, but I haven't played that in like, God, like 3 years. But I do have one of them, and I can sort of play, like, I can play it, but I think I would need some time to refresh myself on it. I can play saxophone and clarinet, but like, we'll use the term play quite loosely, because I think that I would need like, I was always at kind of like a mediocre sort of standard with them both, so I think I would need lessons again, but would be able to like play basics. Yeah, you know, I hope you know what I mean. Will I play something? No. Because I have, I don't know, if, like, how do I demonstrate? If you can like hear this, like, if you can hear that. I have super long nails at the moment and I can't like hold the strings down. I can't hold the strings down with nails this long, so maybe another time. Maybe I'll like do it when I get these nails off and then, I don't know, link it in or something. Not today, sorry. What's something you don't think people would guess about you, either from GWA or in real life? I'm super good at archery. I think that is like, I don't think that I look like an archer. I don't know what an archer would look like, so there are these things that we had when we were younger, like my uncle and auntie had this soft archery set thing. That is literally what it sounds like. It's like like a bullseye and like a bow, and you get these arrows, if you will, but with like suction cups at the end, so like a soft archery set. And I absolutely loved it. Like, oh my gosh, I would spend hours and hours and hours in the garden like playing with it. I would never let anybody else use it because I'm a bitch. And then when I turned like 10, when I turned 10 or 11, my parents got me actual archery lessons, which like I didn't even think were a real thing. And now I am basically like, what's that girl called in the Disney movie with the red hair? You know who I mean. I'm pretty good at it, not to like toot my own horn, but I could, you know, I could hurt you. Something else, let's have a think, because I don't want to sound really boring and be like, I'm quite transparent. In real life, what would people not know about me in real life? That's a good question. I got nothing. What can I do? I can dance, sort of. I can do ballet. I can skate. I literally think that that's it. I sound so boring, but that's what we're here for, right? Who cares? Yeah. Do you consider yourself a nerd? Yeah. Kinda. Sorta. Yeah, definitely. Yes. Do we have to elaborate on that? I don't think we do. I think I'm just gonna say yes and move on. Do you have any strange hobbies or interests? Well, I just kind of said archery is not really strange though, is it? A hobby? People collect stamps, right? That is a thing. I know that's a thing. I don't collect stamps, but what I do collect is like fruit stickers, which sounds so like stupid and like weird, but I spent a lot of my childhood like in Florida, and maybe that's something people wouldn't know about me. Maybe that's something people wouldn't like recognize in real life or GWA. Yeah, okay, cool. Fruit stickers, yeah. So I spent a lot of my time growing up in Florida, and then when we came to the UK, we have like different fruit stickers, like different stickers on the fruit. And I thought that was really cool. So I started collecting them and I was like, hell yeah, I love this. Let's get a book and start sticking fruit stickers in it. So I did that, like an A5 book. And I probably still have it. Well, I do still have it somewhere, but like the original one, I mean. But now I just collect fruit stickers, like... It comes everywhere with me, like, not everywhere, but like every country that I go to, I will take it and I will get like different fruit stickers and be like, this one's from, like, I don't know, where have I been? This one's from Spain. This one's from Turkey. This one's from like London and stuff. So that's a weird hobby. But I like it. I'm into that. That's what I do. What else do I do? I have a big washi tape collection. I wouldn't really class that as a hobby or an interest, but that's something. That's something. Was it any strange hobbies or interests? I'm super into like plant stuff, which sounds really weird. To give like a bit of background, I studied biology with zoology, so you know, like, I'm not just interested in biology and stuff, like, it's what I studied. So I am super into like tropical outdoor plants, but also tropical indoor plants, like house plants and stuff. I don't really know how to explain it other than like it's plants, it's like flowers and stuff, and plants. I also have like I'm such a nerd for like ecology and stuff, which sounds so stupid, but I'm so into it. Like, I love like learning, or I loved learning about habitats, and like I'm just like into it. Like, I read, what do I read? Like the biological sciences reviews and stuff. Heck yeah. This isn't really like a hobby though. I suppose it's an interest, but yeah, let's try not to ramble too much. Huh. Will we ever see your face? No. I mean, there are plenty people who know what I look like that are on Reddit. There are people who know what I look like. There are people who see like selfies and stuff, which is fine. And then there are people who know who they are, who I like make stupid video meme things for, that we don't need to get into, but there are people who have like seen me, like me. And yeah, I will never post like a picture or like a full picture of my face on Reddit, like, just because I feel like that's too out there. But yeah, there are servers and stuff and like groups of people who know exactly what I look like. So yeah, that's that. Do you regret anything that you've done in the past? If so, what and why? Yeah, I regret a lot. I think everybody regrets things. What do I regret? When I was younger, a couple years ago, I had a big falling out with like a group of friends. Like, it wasn't like me versus them, but it was like a half and half situation. Like, I had like a group of it wasn't like a big group of friends. There were like five of us, and we split off 2 to 3, and ooh, it was a bad argument. And it basically started because I accidentally sent a screenshot of something this sounds so like petty girl drama-y, but I sent a screenshot of something to someone who spread it, and ooh, heck. And yeah, and I basically, it was bad. It sounds so stupid, but it was bad. And that's that. Do I regret anything? What else do I regret? I regret a lot, but I mean, I don't really want to get into them, to be honest. So we're gonna leave that. This isn't a question. This says, do you need out about anything?
Do you need out about anything? Does that mean, like, do I need to speak about anything? Like, I can't tell whether that's just me being really stupid and not understanding the question, or this is, like, an error. Do you need out about anything? Maybe we'll come back to that at the end. What makes you happy and why? This is going to be so cheesy. I love my family so much. Oh my gosh. Literally just my family and my friends, honestly, and the friends that I've made through GWA and through, like, making... Jesus Christ, we're at half an hour. Heck. Wow. Wow. Anyway, the friends that I've made through GWA, I love ice cream and stuff. And to be honest, I'm kind of like, I'm shocked that this is such a long audio so far. Like, I didn't think we'd been going that long. So I might have to, like, wrap it up soon. But yeah, just the basic stuff. I'm not, like, a very complex person, apparently. Cool. What first got you into GWA? How did you hear about it? What convinced you to make your first audio? Right, well, this is an embarrassing story, so we're going to be really vague about this and just kind of give the basic overview. So, I really, really, really liked a band. And it was super embarrassing because it's not One Direction before anybody, like, comments this. It was not. But they were, like, a really cringy boy band, and I fancied them all so much. And I ended up on a Tumblr page that posted audios, like, edited audios of people, like, moaning and stuff, but edited so that they sounded like the band members of that, like, you know, like, they heightened the voice, yeah, or, like, deepened the pitch or whatever so that they sounded like the character, like, the band member. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm here for this, give me more. And I think that I just somehow maybe found a link to Soundgasm or something, so I typed in Soundgasm on Google, and then maybe, like, somebody's Soundgasm page came up, and I think that I found this person's Soundgasm page and then typed in their, like, because, you know, on Soundgasm it has, like, the username at the top and then there's all the audios. I think I just typed in the name that was at the top on Google, and I think I just found their, well, I know I just found their Reddit page, and then I was like, hello, I like this. And I just basically started listening to people on Reddit and was like, yes, give me more. What was the second part? What convinced you to make your first audio? Honestly, I just felt left out. Like, everybody, I feel kind of, like, selfish saying that, because people, like, I've listened to people's stories, I guess, about how they started recording, and it's all like, I wanted to give back, and, you know, I wanted to participate and give back to the community, but I'm just greedy and I'm selfish and I just felt left out, and I was like, hey, hold up, let me in. So that's why I started recording, and here we are. Okay, this one's a long one. This may be a slight... Right, we don't need to read all of this. This may be a slightly weird question, but... Da, 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 da. It appears you have somewhat of a fascination with the devils. Such as your bio, you commented, my favourite karma score, when you had a karma score of 666, and you're a fan of the band Ghost, which has various devil connotations. So, my question is, are you a devil worshipper / sympathiser or the like? No. I am not a devil worshipper. I just like creepy stuff. And that's that. What's the second part? If so, how does this fit in with partaking in the Christian practice of Lent? This reminds me how long ago I actually set this AMA up. I've put this off for, like, 2.5 weeks because I just didn't want to answer questions because I feel like I'm just boring. But
I didn't do Lent for the Christian, like, aspect of it. I am not particularly religious. I took part in Lent because it was an easy way of tracking progress, I guess. Like, it was like, it's a set amount of time, and a lot of people do it. Like, a lot of people take part in Lent, so, you know, it just felt easier to take part in Lent than be like, yeah, I'm gonna start not having orgasms from now until whenever I feel like it. So that's why I took part in Lent. But I'm not a devil worshipper, no. If people think I'm a devil worshipper, then maybe I should, like, change my likes and become, I don't know, like, into Westlife or something. Anyway, yeah. What's your favourite movie and TV show? If you have more than one, what are your top three? Oh my god. Jesus, this is hard. Oh, favourite movie? No, I can't. I have so many. I don't know, and I'm not going to spend ages thinking about it because I'm conscious that we're, like, nearly at 40 minutes, and that is terrible. I'm very sorry if anybody's still listening, message me and we can, like, be friends, because I so would have, like, backed out of this audio by now. My favorite TV shows, I like Game of Thrones, which is fitting at the moment. I like, there's this thing on Amazon, like Amazon Prime, that is called The Bold Type, and it's good. It's, like, not great, but it's good, and I really like it. And it's about it follows three friends who work for this fashion magazine, and I really like it. And the third season is, like, being released at the moment. Like, the fifth episode maybe came out today, the fifth or the fourth came out today, and I'm so excited to watch that later. So yeah, maybe that. Animal Kingdom as well, which I think is also an Amazon Prime exclusive, is so good. I love it, and I fancy Finn Cole so much, so and I know that that's three, but I feel like I have more, and, like, they're better. I really like American Horror Story just because it's creepy and I like creepy stuff, and there's, like, a whole series that is basically just clowns, and I was like, hell yeah, get me in there. See, this is the thing. I feel like I'm gonna end this audio and then be like, heck, I have so many more, like, interesting answers than I gave, and I'm gonna, like, maybe want to record it again and be like, wait, I'm cool. But I'm also lazy, so I definitely won't do that. Have you ever been... Oh, wait. Well, I didn't say a movie, but... because I can't think of, like... I can't even think of three movies that are my favourite. I have so, so, so many favourite movies. Yeah, no, we'll be here all day. Have you ever been in love? Ew. No. Gross. Definitely not. Yeah. Gag. No, I haven't. enough said. No. Have you ever met with a GWO member in person? No. No, I haven't. There are several people who I would love to meet and honestly hope to meet. But I haven't yet. To be honest, all of my friends live so far away. Like, there isn't anybody who I could just, like, nip round to see. Wow. Ew. There isn't anyone who I could just go and see, like, easily. Like, they're all, like, a good long plane flight away. Plane flight. No other sort of flight, is there? But, yeah, no, I haven't, but I would love to meet some people. Why call your new subreddit The Coffin Club? There isn't a reason. Does there have to be a reason? I just liked it. I thought it was cool. And it kind of sounds like the coffee club, and I like coffee, so I was like, hell yeah.
why not? To be honest, I just kind of thought of it and I was like, wow, I wonder if that's a subreddit. And when I found that it wasn't, that there wasn't like a subreddit called The Coffin Club, I was like, heck, well, I'm gonna steal that before anybody else makes it. And then I just kind of stuck with it. I actually already had a subreddit that I was like waiting on. I was like asking my friends, like, do you think this sounds cool? And it was called like The Garden Terrace or something. And I was like, it's nice because it sounds like it goes with roses and like my name's Rosie and whew. But it wasn't creepy enough, so now we have The Coffin Club. Woo! Yeah, cool. What's something you regret not having tried sooner? What's something that you regret not having tried sooner? For some reason, my mind is going to food that I've had, and I want to say mint choc chip ice cream, because I always knew it was a thing, but I'd never had mint choc chip ice cream until like literally maybe 3 years ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, world freeze, I need more of this, and it's my favorite thing ever now. I love it, and I feel like I missed out like in my childhood. Like, I just, you know, spent my whole life getting vanilla, and then I found mint choc chip and was like, ah, I love you. Yeah. Is blue your favorite color? Well, I know that somebody American sent this because they spelt color wrong, but is it my favorite color? Yeah, I think it is, but I also really like pink, like pastely pink. Ooh. And I like black, but is black a color? I don't know. Yeah, no. There's a debate, isn't there? Anyway. I like red as well, actually. I do really like red, but I think I wear blue the most. Definitely. And black and pink. Yeah. what's your ideal house look like? Oh my, I actually have an ideal house. Like, I have a picture of my ideal house that is like an actual house somewhere. It's like old style New Orleans house, brick, like red brick. It has like, I don't know what these are called, but you know like if you have long windows and then you have, they're not balconies, they're not like, they don't come out, they're just kind of like a railing over the, but that sounds like I'm in a prison, like a railing over the lower part of the long window, and sometimes you have flowers there, like flower boxes things, sort of. Yeah, black ones of them. Stone steps leading up to the house, because I'm fancy and expect the best. Loads of plants everywhere, plant here, plant there, plants literally all over the place. And yeah, that's that. Somewhere hot as well, because if it's not hot outside, I'm not leaving the house. And that's that. Yes. What are your favorite accents? Oh god, we're gonna be here all day. Okay, let's just list them off quickly. I like British accents, which is, that's dodgy, because there are so many different types of British accents, so we'll go, I kind of like Scouse, which debatable. Scouse, I like the posh, annoying, London-y, southern accent, gross, but I like it. I like Brummy, sort of, light Brummy, not like, not too heavy, otherwise I literally won't be able to understand what you're saying. The same with Geordie. Yeah, but I feel like if people aren't from the UK, they're not going to know what these accents are, so I'm going to move on. So, British, to be annoying. Um,
Australian, I guess. This is the thing. I don't really know the difference between an Australian accent and... Also, is it correct to say a New Zealand accent? Like, because I know there's the whole Kiwi thing, but I don't really know whether Kiwi is, like, the correct... Maybe I sound really stupid. I promise I'm not a complete idiot, like, I swear. But I like that area. But I don't know the difference between the accents. Like, I'm sure that there is a difference, and it's probably really annoying for people from Australia or New Zealand if there is a difference and they're like screaming right now, like, rawr. Because if somebody were to say that all British accents are the same, I would be like typing quickly in a DM, like, how dare you generalize my culture or blah blah blah. But I like them. I kind of like a German accent. I like a lot of different American accents, but again, like, there are too many to, like, get into, so I'm just gonna say the general American accent, and I hope that nobody gets, like, offended at that. And what are your favourite musical artists? Oh, God. Too long of a question. So many. So many bands. Oh. Shall we think of some? I like... Do you know what? We're going to go to my Spotify and we're just going to see what's hanging around. We have Scorpions. Yeah. Zeppelin. Ghost, of course. The devil worshipper that I am. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh, yeah. Pink Floyd, Aerosmith, Dad Rock, everything Dad Rock, and then literally, like, the weirdest stuff that we're not going to go into, but generally, like, rocky stuff, and heavier stuff, and screamy stuff with guitar-y stuff, and stuff, music-y stuff, yeah, hell yeah. And we're nearly at 50 minutes. I feel really super terrible. Like, I don't know if I'm going to upload this or I'm going to try again and just not answer as many questions. Because I had to take questions out as well. Like, that wasn't all of the questions. So, like, I am sorry if yours didn't get answered. But, like, looking at the time, like, I would not answer anymore. So, we'll see. And, yeah. So, I mean... If you listen to this in order, then the Not Safe for Work one is next. But if you listen to the Not Safe for Work one first and then came to this one, then you're done. You're finished. You can leave. You know? Clocking out time. But yeah, so I mean, if you did ask me a question, then thank you. Because, like, although if you ask me one of the really weird questions, like one of these, and I know that this is probably like, a joke, but I was kind of reading it like, what, why, who, someone asked me, like, would you make a bikini out of Brad Pitt's belly button fluff? Like, what do you think I'm gonna answer that, like, with? Yes, of course, who wouldn't? I would. Like, it's a silly question, the answer is yes. But honestly, yeah, thank you for asking me questions, and I'm gonna end this now, so yeet.